Tiago Jallo hails from Amadora in the Lisbon metropolitan area, born to parents from Guinea-Bissau. He began his football journey at Sporting Academy after transitioning from Sport Futebol Damiens. Proficient in multiple languages including English, French, Cape Verdean Creole, Guinea-Bissau Creole, and Spanish in addition to his native Portuguese, Jallo showcased his talent early on. Despite still being a junior player, he made his professional debut in Liga Pro with Sporting's reserves, playing 74 minutes in a 2-2 home draw against Académica de Coimbra. His first goal in the second division came in a 1-1 home draw with Famalicão. Jallo's skills drew attention, leading to a signing with AC Milan as his contract with Sporting concluded. He trained with the first team under the new coach Marco Giampaolo and made his only appearance for the club in a friendly against Novara, entering as a second-half substitute. His journey continued as he joined Lille for an undisclosed fee, reported to be around 5 million euros. In his debut for the French Ligue 1, he started in central defense alongside compatriot José Fonte in a 2-1 home victory over Nantes. Jallo also made his mark in the Champions League, playing 87 minutes in a 1-1 draw against Valencia during the group stage. Jallo played a pivotal role in Lille's success, contributing to their first national championship win. He also played in their Trophy des Champions victory against Paris Saint-Germain and scored his first league goal in a 1-1 draw with Angers. However, his season was marred by an anterior cruciate ligament injury sustained during a league fixture against Lens, sidelining him for several months. After his recovery, Jallo returned to Serie A, signing with Juventus for a reported transfer fee of 3.6 million euros, potentially rising to 5.1 million euros with add-ons. His talent also earned him recognition on the international stage, with 24 caps for Portugal at the youth level. He received his first call-up to the senior squad for the Qatar World Cup qualification playoffs against Turkey and was named in the preliminary 55-man squad for the finals in Qatar. Jallo is renowned for his versatile playing style, characterized by a blend of defensive solidity, technical prowess, and tactical intelligence. As a central defender, he excels in reading the game, anticipating opposition movements, and positioning himself adeptly to intercept passes and thwart attacking threats. One of Jallo's standout attributes is his ability to initiate plays from the back. With calmness on the ball and excellent distribution skills, he often acts as a catalyst for his team's build-up play, seamlessly transitioning from defense to attack. Whether it's through accurate long balls or precise short passes, Jallo showcases his composure under pressure, often starting attacking moves from deep positions. Despite his imposing physical presence, Jallo is not solely reliant on his strength and athleticism. His technical proficiency allows him to excel in ball control and dribbling, enabling him to navigate out of tight situations and evade pressing opponents. Moreover, his comfort on the ball allows him to venture forward during attacking phases, providing an additional threat in set-piece situations and contributing to offensive maneuvers. Defensively, Jallo is a formidable presence. His aerial prowess makes him a dominant force in both defensive and offensive aerial duels, often winning crucial headers in both boxes. Additionally, his timing in tackles and interceptions is exemplary, showcasing his ability to dispossess opponents cleanly and regain possession for his team. Furthermore, Jallo's leadership qualities and communication skills are commendable, as he organizes the defensive line, marshals his teammates, and provides vocal guidance throughout the game. His maturity and decision-making on the field belies his age, earning him respect and admiration from teammates and coaches alike. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.